You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we're going to do our best to get to all the calls. The lines are absolutely packed. If you're trying to get through right now, you'll get a busy signal because they're full.
Thank you, everybody. Don't hang up if you're on the line.
For No Filter Friday. And apologies in advance if you're on hold and we don't get your call if we run out of time. But we're going to do our best to get to all of them. So don't hang up. We'll do our best. First person to get through was Jordan. Hey, Jordan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you.
So it's No Filter Friday. We are desperate to know what you're doing this weekend. That is so cool.
I don't know if it's cool, but it's my boyfriend's birthday, and we are going to a volleyball tournament because that's an obligation, and then we're doing a power hour with a small group of friends for his 31st birthday.
A power hour? What's that?
What would the power hour consist of?
It is one shot of beer every minute for 60 minutes. I think it's like about six beers in an hour.
What?
Yep.
And why?
My boyfriend wanted to do.
It's something he wanted to do, huh?
What age do you think he outgrows the "I want to get hammered for my birthday"?
Oh, they're just having fun. Don't be a dad.
I know. I'm just asking. I'm not condemning. I'm just asking. Like, I can't see him at like 55 saying, "I'm gonna slam beer every minute for an hour." What age do you think you finally segue out of that? 34?
Probably 34. So I know that 31 is a big deal for him because he feels very old. So he's trying to prove that he's very youthful.
Oh, yeah. He's ancient. He's way old. Why hasn't he proposed to you yet?
Yeah. Well, a little too drunk to do that.
We're trying to buy a house first.
Are you?
And it's very expensive to buy a house and then very expensive to get married and then expensive to have kids. I think we're just trying to figure it out.
It's really expensive. All that is expensive.
Where did you where'd you meet this guy? I got to know. Where'd you meet him?
I met him at a party at Ballpark Loft.
Okay. Yeah.
A drinking party. All right. So I've seen a theme.
Stop it. Why are you so worried about this? They're young. They should be out drinking, having fun, and meeting people.
They're alcoholics.
No, they're not. Don't let Dom bring you down, Jordan. Have fun. You're at the right age to have fun and be drinking a little bit. Why are you going to buy a house before you get engaged and get married? That's a little dangerous.
That's funny. I think that maybe some people in a different generation think that a lot. I think it's really common for my age now.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like a house is less of a commitment than marriage. I don't know, though.
Well,
yeah, it is less of a commitment than marriage.
I don't think generation has anything to do with the fact that you're getting into a financial commitment of such a magnitude.
That's
when
just
right
smart
now
business.
Everything is wonderful with someone. That could have happened in the 1960s. It can happen in the 2020s. You know, so I don't know that that's a generational thing. I think Jeremy's concern is valid, but we wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to let you guys know I called like 40 times this week to get through for the $1,000. But
oh no, it sounds like you needed that money too.
Yeah,
I definitely did.
Could have gone towards the down payment, I guess,
or beer, right,
yeah.
Dom?
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to say anything. I've already gotten chewed out for...
Or beer.
I've already gotten chewed out for expressing what the majority of our listeners were thinking. So
okay. All right, Jordan.
Wait a minute.
I hope
Jordan,
you enjoyed
this
call.
Starting July 5th, we'll be back with another $1,000. So
yeah.
After we're on vacation next week, we'll start giving away more cash, okay?
Yeah. We'll do like 3 more weeks of it. All right.
I will try again.
Please do.
Good. You have a great weekend. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling, and happy birthday to your boyfriend.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome.
She's never calling back.
Oh, sure she will. She wants the money. Hey, Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Lori.
So glad you called.
Hi.
What's on your mind today?
Me too. Well, you guys have been on my mind because my friends and I just started watching Ted Lasso on your recommendation.
Isn't it one of the greatest shows ever made?
It's the best.
It is. We're loving it. So shout out to Connie and Sue. We have a blast every week.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you haven't finished watching yet, is what you're saying?
No, we have not. We just
so you didn't get to the part. You know the woman who owns the team or whatever. Can't remember her name. Anyway, her. So you haven't got to the part where she dies. You haven't seen that episode yet.
No, no.
Haven't seen that part yet.
In the episode where he shaves his mustache off.
Didn't see that either.
Would that be that'd be okay. I wouldn't miss the mustache.
What?
What?
I like his little mustache. I kind of want to grow one, too.
Well, isn't the whole mustache thing coming back to a certain extent?
It is, because of Top Gun, yeah, because of Top Gun Maverick.
Well, that and Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we're glad you're enjoying it, Lori.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Well, you don't want to know what fun I'm doing this weekend?
Well, quickly, tell us.
Please, by all means.
Well, yeah, we're going, a couple other, my sister and another friend, we're going to Cheyenne Frontier Days.
Oh, nice. Yeah. We were just talking about that.
We're seeing Jeremy Camp and Danny Gokey.
Well, look at you tearing it up.
Well, you know, stop in Greeley on the way and go to the Greeley Stampede also, because they've got music on stage there, too. So you've got a lot to choose from.
Well, we are going to the Stampede.
Okay.
That is where we're going.
Oh, I thought you said
Cheyenne
Frontier Days.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Did I? I'm sorry.
The Greeley Stampede.
No worries.
I figured.
I was freaking out. I was like, my God, they're at the same time. I can't believe they're at the same time.
Listen. Cheyenne will be a little bit later in July.
You are adorable. Have a great weekend. Have a great time. And thank you for listening, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Lori.
We appreciate you. Next up on No Filter Friday, Noelle, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
We're good.
Oh, so good. Can't stand
energy.
It. What are you doing this weekend?
So I took a day off from work, and I am taking a three-day weekend, me, my dad, and my Fisher dog, Pixel, are going up to Gunnison to learn how to fly fish and hopefully catch a whole bunch of big trout.
Ooh, I like that. I've always wanted to learn how to fly fish.
Seems like a Jeremy thing, too.
I know. I've never done it. I'm just the old worm on a hook guy.
Can Jer go with you?
Yeah, he can come with us. Okay. We have plenty of room.
All right.
But
count me in.
If you're doing like fishing down Bear Creek or anything like that, you want to use your power bait. I'm really good at catching trout. So.
Are you? You're like a fish expert.
Yeah.
I don't catch anything with
I will
bait.
Tell you this. I prefer eating trout over salmon. They sell a trout at Costco that Gretsch makes with this seasoning stuff. It is out of this world good. Do you eat the trout you're catching, I hope?
Oh, yes. I was born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland. So, yes, you eat what you catch. So.
That's right. You got to.
Good.
Put them to use. Well,
what did you say about this dog that you're taking? Did you say what type of dog it was?
Well, she's a black lab, but she goes fishing with me every time, everywhere I go, and she likes to fish.
Well, those dogs love the water, so you got the perfect dog to take with you. We had a yellow lab growing up, and we did the same thing when we went camping, and we'd always go out there and throw the sticks in the lake and let the dog, you know, run out and get the stick and come back. And it terrified me as a young child because I always thought the dog wasn't going to make it back, but apparently they're really good swimmers.
She has her own little, when we go kayaking, she has her own little life vest, and you know, she's safe if she jumps off the kayak. And
that's cute.
There's almost nothing cuter than dogs with a life vest on. I mean, I remember going whitewater rafting with some people with their own raft. And they had the two dogs that they threw in the raft with us, and these dogs are wearing these big life vest things.
That's
just
good.
Happy as could be, man. And it's funny looking.
Well, if you think about it, they don't use their back legs when they're swimming. So their front legs get tired. So the buoyancy of the life vest helps them.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
What was your dog's name again?
Pixel.
Pixel. That's cute.
I like it.
Pretty cute.
Noelle, so glad you called us. We hope you have a great week. You don't have a question for us or anything, do you?
No, I don't. I listen to you guys every morning, and I laugh when people can't rattle things off.
Yeah, they freeze up sometimes, don't they?
It's hard on the spot, Noelle. I'm telling you, it's hard.
I know these ones, but I'm always on my way to work, so I can't concentrate on that. I have to drive.
That's all right.
Listen, it means the world to us that you listen and you call. So have a great day, okay?
Okay, thank you, and wish us luck catching fish.
Yeah, good luck.
Catch a bunch. Catch a bunch. We have time for just two more, Robert and Simone. So let's see what they have to say. Robert, good morning. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, just going to be watching the Avalanche game and of course, re-listening to all of your guys' podcasts since I missed a few this week, and I'm very sad about it.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that, man.
You don't want to miss shows, Robert. That's
We're hitting like something like 2 million listens or something on our podcast, so people seem to enjoy them like you
Thanks,
dude.
Robert.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I haven't missed one podcast yet in over a year, and today's actually a one-year anniversary of me calling in for the first time, too.
Whoa, bud.
You know like the date of the first time you called us?
You're diehard.
I sure do.
You are how a diehard, man.
How do you know the date? That's what I'm curious about.
Because I'm doing the exact same thing I was doing a year ago, which is working and listening to you guys going, hey, you know, I'm going to call in today. Just to keep it through. Sure enough, same day. It worked out.
That's awesome, man.
So you're saying next year on June 24th, we should expect a call?
Yes.
What do you like about the show? Like, what's the best thing you like about our show since you listen so much?
Honestly, just that your guys' characters. You know, you guys are true to who you are. You guys are funny. I love how Dom always has to sometimes contradict what Jeremy says and vice versa, especially with the whole water thing because, you know, there's a different taste.
Well,
what do you hate about the show?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
Oh,
there's nothing?
Oh, man. Nothing. Give him $100.
Hey!
Every part of it.
That's very kind of you.
You're a good man, Robert. Thank you for listening. We hope you have a great weekend, buddy, okay?
You guys as well, and hopefully whoever wins that $1,000 deserves it. So good luck to them.
You got it.
I'm sure they do. Listen, thank you. And you know what? We'll talk to you next June.
That's right.
Fantastic. Time for one more. It is Simone, who has been patiently holding. Hi, Simone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're having a blast.
Couldn't be better. What are you doing this weekend? Yes. Anything fun?
Well, I'm going to be working and just kind of wishing that I was at Pride Fest. So,
yeah.
Making it is always fun.
It's the big parade this Sunday,
big party,
right?
Man. Yeah, big party.
Yeah, yep.
Right on.
That'll be fun for everybody.
It's a huge event.
What else is on your mind?
So I wanted to tell you guys a funny story of how my childhood dreams came true this week. So I was born and raised here, and I've been listening. I feel like you guys have been doing the Mind Bender for back when it was like Dom and Jane. I don't even know how many years, but as long as I could remember, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, how old are you?
When I turned, I'm like 28. Yeah. I'm 28.
Well,
the mind bender
will turn 30 in January.
Okay, yeah. So y'all have been around longer than I have. It's crazy.
Crazy.
And my family and I used to listen like every single morning, and I was determined. I was like, I'm going to win that mind bender. I even, don't tell anybody, but when I was like 15 or 16, I called a few times. I was going to say I was my mom if I won.
Oh, no.
So I was like, I'm going to win this mind bender. Like, it's my life goal, and it's all that mattered when I was a kid. And so when I, like, you know, you get older, you get Spotify. I forgot all about the radio, and I didn't even like think about the mind bender. So Wednesday when I called in, I ended up I was on my way to a doctor's appointment. I had gotten up early that day so that I could be at this doctor's appointment at like 8 a.m and my Lyft driver had you guys on, and the mind bender started right as I got in, and right after you set the phone number, he changed the station.
What?
Oh, no!
I didn't think that I was going to get through or anything, but when you guys said the question, I'm like, oh, I know what I do on Wednesday, right? So I called anyway, and I ended up getting through and winning, and like, as I found out that I was winning, I was like pulling up to my doctor's appointment. I'm like, man, my childhood dreams came true today. Like, was not expecting that.
That's
great. Congrats.
I got to give you a... Well, you know what? That means a lot to us. Thank you for listening. And congratulations for finally winning the Mind Bender.
Great story.
We love it.
Thank you.
Get
Thank
a better
you.
Lyft Thank driver next time.
Sticking around, you know, we love it.
As long as they let us show up, you know, they haven't taken away our keys yet. So
right.
Yeah. I'm glad you called, Simone. Have a terrific weekend. Okay.
You too. Thanks, guys.
See you later. How sweet was that?
Lifelong dream.
Cute.
Dreams do come true with the Dom and Jeremy show.
Goosebumps.
You dang right.